Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And now you can check us out also at WashingtonDefender.org. All right, we're going to dive into it. Is Socialism Saturday. And I have been looking at the DSAUSA.org website. I think that's the title of it. And it has been amazing and amazingly bad, just so we're clear. And so this is why we are going through this series. Many people are believing in socialism, that it's the way to the next utopia. And I'm here to tell you it's not. So if you're enjoying Socialism Saturdays, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Today's title is God's Kingdom versus Earthly Utopias. And so if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change our heart so that we change the public square. So everywhere you turn, someone is offering a version of paradise. Now think about this. I was listening to Elon Musk the other day talk about the robotic paradise that we're going to have where no one really works. We get a check from the government and the robots are doing all the means of production. So everywhere we go, we see this paradise being portrayed in socialism, communism, Marxism. You know, the workers take over the means of production and the owning of property. And we work as much or as little as we want. And we're all able to have days off. And, you know, it's a utopia of those kind of things. And so if we just implement this economic system, some say, we can finally create a classless, just society. Communism in particular promises a man-made utopia. Today, we're going to contrast those promises with Jesus' own words about his kingdom. So if you want the big idea for today, it's Christ's kingdom is not of this world. Earthly utopias ignore sin and always disappoint. So let's start with laying a scriptural foundation of John chapter 18. And we are going to start. Well, let me give you a context. Jesus is standing before Pilate, and Pilate and Jesus are having a conversation. It's right before his crucifixion. And so when we look at this, we see that Pilate asked, therefore Pilate entered again and summoned Jesus and said to him, are you the king of the Jews? This is interesting. The king of the Jews, king of the Jews. Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered, are you saying this on your own initiative or did others tell you about me? And Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? You, your own nation and the chief priest delivered you to me. What have you done? And I love this because Jesus answered, he says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. So Jesus, the Son of God, born of Mary, a Jew, Jesus, a Jewish Messiah, is standing there. And he says, my kingdom's not of this world. Isn't that powerful? And he goes on to say, therefore, Pilate said to him, so you are a king. And Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And Pilate says to him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I release someone from for you at the Passover. Do you wish then that I release for you the king of the Jews? Look at that. Jesus, the king of kings, the king of the Jews. So they cried out saying, no, not that man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Okay, so Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. This is why in the Christian foundation, we're ambassadors in this culture, in this world, in the nation that God has strategically placed us in. Why are we ambassadors? Because the kingdom that we're trying to stand for or represent, you might say, is the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of the United States or the kingdom of Britain or the kingdom of Uganda or the kingdom of Kenya or the kingdom of Argentina or the kingdom of China or the kingdom of Australia. No, it is, we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Our kingdom is there. Our stewardship is here, right? So we're not trying to recreate or to create heaven here on earth. Our kingdom and our citizenship is in heaven. So one more scriptural foundation before we move on. Hebrews chapter 11. This is the faith chapter. And so he goes, he's gone through all these individuals about having faith. And it says, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. You and I are exiles on this earth. Now think about that. This is why we as Christians are stewards, just like Daniel to Nebuchadnezzar stewarded that relationship, right? He did what was best for his people and told the truth to call Nebuchadnezzar to repentance. So we are the same. We are stewards. We don't abandon our area of exile. We steward it and we don't worship it either. So he says this, for those who say things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they've been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Incredibly important. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. No government is going to do that. No church movement is going to do that. Nothing but the blood of Jesus and his faithfulness to prepare a place for us in heaven. So Jesus refuses to ground his kingdom in earthly power or revolution. Okay? So this is why many have rejected him, because he came riding on a donkey. And Hebrews shows believers are pilgrims. Their ultimate homeland is not a restructured earthly economy, but the city God is preparing for them. So sin remains present in all human systems, and any attempt at utopia that ignores sin will produce disillusionment or oppression. So as we go through today, let's talk about socialism, then capitalism, then a biblical worldview. So socialism or communism, seeks to the conquest of political power by the proletariat and envision a classless society achieved by force. Okay. So they think if we confiscate the properties and you say, well, Brian, come on, they don't really believe that. Okay. Let me see if I can find this really quick. Let me put this aside for just a second. Let's go to DSAUSA.org. Okay. So here we are on the Democratic Socialists of America, and let's actually go to their constitution and bylaws. We are socialists. I'm reading from their website. We are socialists because we reject an economic order based on a private property, alienated labor, gross inequalities of wealth and power, discrimination based on race, gender, identity, sexual orientation, disability status, age, religion, and national origin, and brutality and violence in defense of the status quo. We are socialists because we share a vision of a humane social order based on popular control of resources and production, economic planning, equitable distribution, feminism, racial equality, and non-oppressive relationships. So you say they don't want to develop that? I mean, it says it right on their website. So when you say, you go into here and you look at one more spot, statements, where was that at? There was like that's not it. But we see this is what they're saying. And the pitfalls is that this presents a worldly paradise, one where classes and private property are abolished, exploitation will supposedly end. By ignoring the reality of human sin in every heart, the promised utopia has repeatedly led to new forms of oppression and brutality. You can connect this briefly to historical ideas. Like when we see these things across the thing, we see whether it's the Soviet Union, famine, repression, failure when communism is implemented. So the foundation of socialism, communism, or Marxism is that we are taking out the private property owners and the means of production so that the working class can own all that. And even in their own website, I wish I could find that really quick. It talks about here we go. It's DSA platform. Workers deserve more. Imagine taking a day off from work in a future without capitalism. Speaking of bills, you don't really have any. Look at this. They abolish completely personal property. This is on the DSAUSA.org website. How do we get there? The world is in chaos, but for the bosses. It's all going according to the plan. So they say remove the bosses, the billionaire class, all this. I mean, it's just amazing that we're buying into this again. So let's look at capitalism, both the benefits and dangers. Capitalism doesn't usually claim to save souls. Okay? So if you're a capitalist, you're not saying that you save souls. In fact, many capitalists are atheists. It is a prudential system aimed at organizing production and exchange. So it's just a system of exchange of goods. It allows churches and ministries to operate, preach, and point people towards the true kingdom. Some of the dangers can be capitalism can still be sold as prosperity gospel of economics. Okay? We don't believe in that. I do not believe in a prosperity gospel of economics, promising meaning and security through wealth accumulation. Consumer culture can become its own pseudo-utopia. Everyone has enough stuff, will be happy, contradicted by Hebrews' call to desire a better country. So I'm not blessed because I lived in the United States. I am blessed because the kingdom I'm a part of is Jesus Christ's kingdom. Therefore, I'm a blessing as I live in the United States. Do you see what I'm saying? There is a blessing of living here because at this point we have a lot of freedom. Now that is quickly eroding. Yet what we see is the real call is not to be blessed by your nation. The real call is to be a blessing to your nation. So think about that for a moment. So we critique communism's utopia promises and capitalism consumerist illusions, calling people to seek first the kingdom of God. And that is incredibly important. We need to ask ourselves, am I looking for heaven on earth through political or economic change? We need to ask ourselves, is there something that I'm trying to set up here that is really heaven-bound? Now, this does not dismiss our stewardship. Of course, why do we want a capitalist society? Because we know it lifts more people out of poverty than anything else. Why do we want people lifted out of poverty? Because when they're lifted out of the poverty, they have the means to be able to, poor people can worship God too. I'm not meaning that. But for the gospel message to be spread all across the world. When we have something to be able to share and to give benevolence from the freedom of our heart, we are able to spread the gospel message more. Our hope is in Jesus Christ's return and his new creation. Our active pursuit is for justice now with the expectation that perfect justice awaits in God's kingdom. So if anyone is promising you an utopia on this side of heaven, it will not happen. It just won't. You say, why? Because we're sinners. And no matter what it comes down to, whether it is a prosperity doctrine of capitalism or the non-working gospel of a utopia made by Marxism and communism, there are sinners involved in all that. So what should we do? Know this, your final destination is in heaven. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He rose again that you may have eternal life. If you put your hope in Jesus Christ by faith through grace, you will be saved. The Bible says if you confess Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So confess Jesus today. Repent of your sin. Turn to the living God saying, God, you're holy. I'm unholy. You're righteous. I'm self-righteous. God, will you deliver me from my sin? I accept the payment by faith in Jesus Christ on the cross. I turn to you. My home is in heaven and my stewardship is here. I steward this land and this people because I want people to learn about you. So that's my hope for you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray as we step out into the public square today that we won't buy into the lie that we can create heaven here on earth. God, we are looking forward to being in your presence, to being with you. Jesus, thank you for preparing a place for us that where you are, we may be also. God, go before us today. Surround us today in all things, God. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. God, we thank you for what you want to do in our hearts and in our lives. God, we ask for you to be glorified, that you would be honored in all that you say and do. God, would you go before us in Jesus' name? Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.